Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here, along with Johnny,
relatively.
Be along very soon, hopefully. Tonight's sponsors are the New York Day Pass, a mission to 70 of New York's top attractions, paying at $65 per day, and save up to 40% off on books, music, DVDs, sale items at lighterside.com.
Oh.
Where you can find that, the 40% off, save up to 40% off deal. You can find that at AMC AMCPressCo.com. Where you can find out all the latest information due to show and other content. You will also be able to search us up at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress, which has everything under the sun for AMC Press and Co. And our Twitter is AMC Press, AMCPRESS 31, and AMC Press News, which is also on itsmyurals.com/AMCPress. It's kind of, could be considered like a one-stop shop. We all know of books and all that other good stuff. I'm sure we've seen crazy names for books. What if Kris Jenner and the Kardashians came up with books that are related to Roddy, like 101 Ways to Make Porno, or see Kris Jenner run down to the ever more lucid Kanye said what?
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Shut up.
Yeah, Kanye. Yeah, I guess he just won't ever learn. Mr. Russ is always up to his tricks, but that's here nor there. Plus, he also married Kim Kardashian, the media
whore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. In a nutshell.
Wait, I got 50 Shades of Oh My.
Oh, God, yeah.
What?
It's Red Hood.
Hello, everyone.
Oh. Yes, Red Hood, you're here.
Yes, I am in despite arguing with the high and mighty over $300 and shells. And then on top of that, going and using justanswer.org, which is actually providing a really great service on family law.
Which means I won't want to be in your shoes, or which means which means trouble is brewing. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
Trouble is brewing. That's an understatement. It's an understatement, by the way.
Yeah. Just putting my 2 cents in.
I know. It's an understatement. But yet,
yeah. And it's just like people with disabilities. It's almost like books with for people with disabilities should just be out in the should be out there, like, and be
available to people who actually don't have disabilities. Yeah. So that we actually understand how difficult it is to actually even get jobs.
Versus people with disabilities get discriminated. And people think, oh yes, employment is down. People with disabilities face a lot harder shit.
Yes, and which is the reason why we host this show. But yet, the funnier thing is that my own father, just tonight, alone, has said, calling the cops, says I'm mental, can I stop, and can I leave him alone, all while watching his beloved fucking Steelers.
It's almost like Steelers.
It's almost like Bruce Jenner going gay.
Yeah. This is just, and people with disabilities get the hardest.
Yeah.
And books, especially when it comes to entertainment books, it's like they're dime a dozen. Three of them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
not
if we do get jobs, they're usually piss poor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's usually custodial work, right? Yeah. Or how about do you hear how many custodians are actually ex-felons?
Many.
Did you hear how many custodians also have learning disabilities? Many. Did you know?
And those that say we're going to be at the forefront, they are basically saying, fuck you to the world. Fuck you to those who say otherwise.
And my dad's like, tell me when.
See, you think I can't do it? I'm going to prove you wrong.
And it's almost like the Kardashians got famous because of a daughter got to sleep with someone. What more are you looking for people with disabilities to start selling themselves, like 101 ways to or do other things?
Yeah. Or do other dangerous things.
Like the 101 ways to mess up a family, 101 ways to hurt people who are the silent ones. Yeah.
Yep. Right. And how many years? Yeah,
I bet you if I asked the President of the United States or any congressman,
what it was,
they would know. They would know how many people were affected and are affected. So,
yeah. So what is on the dock tonight? Did we go through the announcement? Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes,
oh.
Yes, you missed that. But then you have tomorrow. We have tomorrow you could take them since it's our 400th episode, which is a milestone.
Yeah, 400 episodes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus crazy.
Which means a whole lot there. A lot of accomplishments that no one could take away. No, and it's almost like the most inspirational book is called.
The most inspirational book is Fuck Off All You Parents Who Don't Support Disabled Kids by the kids themselves.
Which is quite sad. It's almost like saying, oh, yes, we love our kids. We love our kids. But then there's ulterior motives. Or there can be, at least, depending on if you went through it or not.
No. Yeah, right.
More of one of those little things.
It's not even one of those little things. It's just one of the things that has to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and it is funny because, like, the Kardashians, right? The bitch just came out with a book. Cooking with Kris Jenner. It should have said Cooking Balls with Kris... Cooking Bruce's Balls with Kris Jenner. By Kris Jenner.
Or Balls... The rules of ruining a marriage. Top 10 rules of ruining a marriage.
Top 10 rules of ways to end on an argumentative Wheaties box.
Or stereotyping, or there could be stereotypes and Judgment Day. Stereotypes for Judgment Day.
Stereotyping on a Wheaties box, what does it get you?
Absolutely fucking nothing?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Or top ten ways to be Mark Zuckerberg?
Top 10 ways to drop out of law school, get a Kardashian, then film a sex tape.
Bravo!
Shut up!
Fuck you, Tanya. Anyway. God, you're a hot mess. Your baby even stinks. I mean, he probably... 10 ways to get screwed by Hitchcock. North by Northwest.
by Northwest.
Oh my.
You know.
Yes, yes. Don't we have another topic? Don't we have another topic that deals with a woman in chimney? Or there could be a book of CX in chimney. Or how to save...
I saw mummy kissing lawyer's pants.
What? Oh, I saw this one on the news, like...
Apparently, they say breaking up is hard to do when your ass is in a chimney.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like chimney. It's like, we need... It's almost like chimney sweep here. It's like, we need a big chimney. We need
to clean the chimney, however, we can't clean it because your ass is in the way. No, truly, your ass is in the way.
I'm stuck in a chimney.
It's like
a chimney. T-Pain's new single.
Yeah.
It's like, and? Oh, you're stuck in a chimney. Oh, do you like it up there?
Do you like it? Up there, 90 feet down. Because 90 feet down is, you know, too fast to sit down the chimney.
It's like female Santa Claus?
Almost.
Except it's X-Men.
What only could make it very, very funnier is an anvil being dropped slowly and gently on the person so he just actually float down. But yet...
Yeah, but that one's been too easy. That just would have been too easy.
Yeah, too easy. But the homeowner who gave his name as Lawrence was away from the house when the incident happened.
Hmm. How?
Maybe she was trying to inject some sort of fun into the chimney.
In her...
What? Butt up the chimney.
Maybe she thought it would be a good place to get warm. And toasty.
Yes. Yeah, sitting on a chimney. Dumb.
Very dumb.
I mean, who? And then there was the one who was accused in 2013 of throwing hammers at a Texas construction worker's site and then barricading himself inside the residence when police arrived to question him.
Maybe she just thought that they were being greedy or something.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yet, the only thing is, how in the world
you, how in the world do you fit down a chimney? It's so small. Could you imagine how many times St. Nick actually had to do that?
I don't know. I mean, a lot, probably.
Get on the treadmill with the elves.
Yeah.
And all the elves cheering sound on, come on, you can do it! Come on, you can do it! You can do it! Yeah. Come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. No, you can't, no, you can't, no, you can't. Yes, I can, no, I can't, no, I can't. Because you're too fat. Yes, I'm too fat, I'm too fat. You know, kind of thing. I mean, it would be very, very, very funny. Very funny indeed. Yet, the only thing that is kind of, well, kind of interesting is just how she got there in the first place.
Yeah.
How one got in there in the first place. What was that?
Yeah. I think that was the person was saying the person must have stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, stinking up the whole
being all
thing.
Nasty foot and such.
Yeah. Has to be hard,
Yeah.
Has to be a hard life being being stuck in the seat for that long. I'm stuck in the seat where you can't do anything except just wait.
It's like waiting for a rain to come, maybe? Or waiting for people to understand better?
Right.
Which is
and
like
people
forever.
To understand sooner or later or just when.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like waiting for something to come that probably will take
forever.
Forever and no one deserves to be in her situation. In her situation, she kind of made sure it took long to find her.
And made sure that people actually took notice.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't until the last day that
somebody actually took notice. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, you're different. Oh, being different is not okay. Or like her situation, she got herself in a situation that's different, much different. Well, yeah, and much different in... so many ways. So many ways. I honestly look at it and say, people are different. People do crazy things.
Yeah.
People also have a right to feel how they feel. And yes, her crazy ways that got her arrested. But in the end, she's the one who did it. No one else. Well, yeah. But, you know, sticking up. Could you imagine how it would feel? To somebody... who has just pretty much, or to the person who's at their wit's end. Yeah. Where we're all aware of how bad things are. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and bad things are, people are, you know,
always know that situations aren't good. And when that happens, they wonder why people stereotype or say things that are, they're just so wrong and ultimately hurtful, especially to those who could be disabled, could have things preventing them. They're out of their control. And it's just like officials using people's disabilities and using stuff to help their elections and say, oh, yes, and making sure that people are stereotyped so people don't get jobs.
Yeah.
Which does happen. Which, those who don't know about it, it's sad. It's like you're wanting to cause a problem. You're wanting to make sure that
the person isn't happy and isn't justified, you know, in their happiness.
And then when people say, and I'm sure there's advocates out there that say that when that happens, there's groups out there to say, you need help, go use the help, and not being stereotyped, because the ADA laws wouldn't have been invented if it wasn't meant to help.
No. Yeah.
But
the thing is that when, you know, the thing is, in terms of not fitting in, you know, and Disability World, which is a site that we frequently use in the show.
Yes.
And props to them.
Yes. And Disability Scoop as well.
Disability World and Disability Scoop is that one in five people in America currently have a disability. 1 billion people around. 15% of the world's population have some form of disability. You know, according to the U.S. Social Security Administration, 30% of 20-year-old workers will become disabled before reaching retirement age. You know. And the thing about discrimination and books and career guides and, you know, all of that doesn't really help you. That's the thing. I mean, weighing the pros and cons out of abuse, you know, it is one thing.
Right.
You know, trying
to... It's one thing.
People with ADHD, like myself, have disabilities, invisible disabilities. Autism is another one.
Just like people
with
Asperger's. There's so many more. Yeah.
You know, you know, I have dyscalculia, which means a thing with numbers, right? People with ADHD have a thing, which is ADHD. When you're a child, you are most likely to have it when you're an adult.
Right. There's no way of...
You know, most people with intellectual disabilities are actually in the prison system. Do you know that? 90% of people... who are prisoners also have ADHD, but were misdiagnosed or diagnosed later.
Yeah. You can't deny having a disability of any kind. And those who want to deny those with disabilities are wrong.
I mean, yet the funny thing is that funny thing about that is with stuff.
but with even able-bodied parents, I mean, my mom was the UN, my dad is a financial in the financial industry, but yet the funny thing is the funniest thing is having a disability, no matter who you are, okay,
it really, honestly, doesn't matter.
You know, it's a matter of taking everything.
And then there's situations where people get treated like it's such a big thing, where it's like, oh yes, you don't want to accept people, but then you accept, but then you could accept others who could be different in other means.
Yeah, and the thing is they're trying to basically make me pay for. In a situation all began with me because I'm remodeling my room. Right. Now, I originally said I was going to pay for the shelves. I now am having them pay for the shelves and then have to work around, you know, the house for the extra $300 that is mine.
Which you have every right to have as well.
Right.
And,
you know, then they're saying, oh, yeah, we'll, you know, give you $300 back after you earn it.
After you earn it? Wow.
After I earn my own money back. I mean, earlier tonight, I was thinking of slapping him with a crowbar.
Yeah, not the best thing. Honestly. As much as that would probably be bad enough, but no, I look at it and saying people want to do this, people want to cause
but my parents are all doing this while watching the fucking Steelers game. I mean, you tell me how fucking fair is it?
Shut up!
I know. I agree with you there. Is it? It isn't.
It's not fair. It's not fair. It's like saying, oh, you're good, but we don't get. Having kids means making sure they're good. Not having it and being such a way
Yeah.
Versus it actually sees something.
It is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. It is absolutely incredible.
And then, it's funny because I fucking design the shows and it's going to be a great room, unfortunately.
Right. I can't really describe it because we're on radio, but,
yes.
You know. But Facebook is causing more problems, is it?
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Facebook has decided to say that the DEA is, Facebook is, it involves the DEA in impersonations, yeah. The DEA is creating Facebook using a woman who has a cell phone has been seized due to having some issues, it seems, and she's suing the DEA.
How is she suing the DEA?
Because they've used her information?
Facebook has used her information.
No. DEA has used the information. Yeah. It's the person suing Facebook because of pictures.
Because of what?
About the account. She's in a letter, Facebook says DEA's actions undermine the community and the purpose, and it has suspended the account in question. The social network is also taking necessary steps to prevent unauthorized use of Facebook by the DEA and its agents. Which means those agents have to use their real name, being one of the policies.
Amazing. So, she's suing the DEA.
Yeah. Hey, more power to her, because if they're stealing people's names and impersonating them,
Well, that's cause for, suing. Yeah, definitely.
That's illegal use. That's called, what's the word? Am I looking for identity theft?
being one.
Oh, yeah, no, the two words. It's one word, but it's two words, right? I didn't
yeah.
use that. Yeah. Not the best thing.
Yeah, I know.
Not the best thing.
Not the best thing. Not when you're looking for, when you're wanting to do something more, and you have no idea you're.
You have no idea what's
actually,
happening to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fucked up part.
That's,
when you don't know
yeah.
what's happened to you, and you're playing chess with other people's identity.
Yeah. Not the best
Brilliant.
Thing.
Not the best thing, no. Not the best thing at all. Not the best thing at all.
And then they expect for people to say, oh, yes, yes, we want, we're trying to help you, but we're not.
Yeah, we're trying to help you. Yeah, okay. In what way are you helping me by stealing my identity and then committing fraud?
Yeah. Definitely.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do it in a way that
ultimately affects people, no matter how you look at it.
It ultimately affects many, many, many more people than they realize.
And it's honestly, it's good that this woman is saying, I'm not going to put up with this. Because, yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't put up with it either.
I mean, I'm not, you know, ultimately, it's funny, because ultimately, ultimately, people have so many things they think that are important, and they're not really important.
It's sad.
If you think about it. You know, taking everything in stuff, you know,
And yet Facebook's done a lot of things, including being invented. You know, it's a great tool, but misleading. Misleading. Totally misleading. Totally misleading in more than one way. You know, with Facebook being like the largest, and then Twitter. Twitter at least has bylines, right?
Right.
Facebook doesn't do Twitter, and Twitter doesn't do Facebook. And if you mix them together, it would be Twatbook.
Twatbook. Or Twitbook.
Or Twitbook. Or anything else, you know.
Facer.
What?
Oh my.
What?
I didn't even hear that. But yet, it's absolutely crazy to think.
It's sickening.
It's sickening. You know, using your ID. I don't think so. We'll show you a button, and we'll, you know, even in the iTunes agreement, it's all like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, maybe we will cut your left foot off and trade it to the Chinese. You know. But yeah, it is another end to AMC spread,
you know?
I guess. Yeah, it's that time of night where we end the show.
Yeah.
Mhm.
What is you know? What else is going on?
I guess we'll be back with more stuff tomorrow. Yes, which is our 400th episode.
Which will be with our 400th episode. Yeah. So.
Which means we'll be back. You know where to find us.
We'll be back. Yeah! Don't worry.
We'll see you then.
We'll see you then. Have a great night.
Yes.
Bye-bye.